Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Rob Doster is the founder of Field of 68, covers college basketball, After Dark, YouTube, X. You know him, you love him, he joins us now. Rob, what's going on, brother?
Not too many people love me right now, John. A lot of people are mad at me because I think the players era is something that's fun and cool and I enjoy.
Yes, because you take the Saudi money. You gladly take the Saudi oil money. I just thought that was like, I even said this on the show last night, like, what a stupid argument. I mean, we're getting Michigan and Gonzaga in a basketball game on a neutral site on November the 26th. Like, what are people upset about, man? This is crazy.
Look, I get it to a point, right? Like, there's something about Maui Invitational that's part of soul and fabric of what makes college basketball fun and what we all fell in love with, right? Like, that is Fiji. The Maui is Fiji. It's part of, like, the schedule that we put in our lives when it comes to the holiday, when it comes to Thanksgiving. So I understand that people don't want that to go away. But at the same time, this is a direct result of NIL coming into college sports, right? Like, the reason why we have right now the players era existing is because they are able to pay programs seven figures to get them to complain in that event. And these programs need that money to be able to build a roster, because roster building is an arms race, and not everyone has $22 million that they can raise from donors. Houston doesn't have $22 million they can raise. Alabama doesn't have $22 million they can raise for basketball. So we fought to try to get players paid. Now players are paid, and you have to find ways to be able to generate revenue to pay them, and that's what these programs are doing. So instead of spending $500,000 to go to Maui, something that will cost you like a six man, right, you're getting $1 million, but it's the opportunity to get more. Some of these programs are getting more than just $1 million to show up, and that will get you like a high-level starter, borderline all-league player at the power conference level, and that's why these teams are doing it. So, like, I understand that you don't want Maui to go away. I don't want Maui to go away either. The games have been incredible there. It just so happens that it's the teams that aren't the biggest brands. And by the way, the biggest brands aren't playing in the players era. You know why, John? Because they don't need it. Duke doesn't need to get $1 million because they get $1 million to go play one game. They don't need to play three to get $1 million. They get $1 million for one by playing in New York or Charlotte, wherever the hell they play. With UConn, and Kentucky. So this idea that, like, money coming in just is the worst possible thing in the world. Yeah, you know what? It's going to take a little bit of the soul out of college basketball. But you know what? Why that's happening is because now they have to pay these guys, man. Now he is no longer a recruiting tool. You know what's a recruiting tool? Dollars, John. It's dollars. That's how you recruit people. You pay them more. And when you pay them, these kids can now say, look, I don't want a free trip to Maui with you guys. I want to get paid. I'll pay for my own trip to Maui with the NIL that you're giving me because I can afford it now. That's where we're at in college basketball.
It's Gonzaga. They play for the championship tonight against Michigan. Are they the best team in it? Rob, I know the ranking doesn't say so, but KenPom at least would say so. What say you about Gonzaga? I was high on Houston. Obviously, Tennessee took them out yesterday. Doesn't mean that they're not the best team there. Where would you come down on that?
Hey, first and foremost, shout out to you, Jason, for getting me right back on the rail. They came out with a rant for 5 minutes, and you got me right back in line. You know, it's nice to be able to talk to a calming presence here in Memphis. John always gets me fired up. So, great to hear from you, Jason. Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
You as well, brother.
I think Gonzaga is the best team in college basketball right now.
Yeah.
They have the size. They have the length. They guard. This kid, Mario Sansupari, I don't know if I pronounced that right, but I think he's the key, right? You need a point guard to be able to win at the highest level in college basketball. And I think he's the guy that's going to unlock their ceiling. But, you know, I think I said this the other day with you, John, on After Dark. My boldest prediction in college basketball this season is that Gonzaga rolls through college hoops, wins the NCAA tournament, gets Mark Few's ring, gets Mark Few's natty, and he steps away.
Wow.
At the peak of Gonzaga basketball. I think that that's something that's very much on the table. Like, they're so old. Like, their starting lineup is 26, 25, 24, 24, and 23.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they got sixth and seventh year guys. Tyon Grant Foster started his college career in 2018.
Nuts.
2018. He's been around as long as Penny Hardaway's been back in Memphis, man. Yep. Think about that.
No, professional college player.
He's the Diego Pavia of college basketball. Yep. And in all seriousness, Diego Pavia is an edge for Vanderbilt. It's a big part of why they're awesome this year. And it feels like Tyon Grant Foster is the same.
Older is an edge.
It is. Yeah. I mean, look, breaking news, folks, in college basketball, when you're old and well-coached, you're probably going to do pretty well. Mm-hmm. it's a formula that's been pretty proven over the years, Rob Doster.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the goal, right? That's what all these teams want to be able to do is to get old, to stay old, and to have a level of continuity where you don't have to have 13 new players on your roster right. every single year. You know, look at the last the Final Four last year, right? You had three teams that basically brought back like 60% of their scoring from the year before, and you had Duke who was able to build like a generational roster with a generational freshman flag. So that's kind of what you have to be able to do, and Gonzaga's doing it. Grand Piquet's been there for 3 years. Which is only half of his college career. Braden Hump has been there for 4 years now, I believe. So you have ball players, you have pieces that have been in and around that program that know what Mark Few wants. Braden Smith is redshirted with the program last year. So, like, there's continuity. These guys know what Mark Few expects, know what Mark Few wants. And those are the teams that are going to end up having success in college sports. But I'll tell you this, if Gonzaga is the best team in college hoops, I really don't think that that Michigan is all that far behind right now.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute banger of a game. There's no question about that. I do want to follow up on Houston because, obviously, yesterday they've been flirting with this for you know a few games. Really, they could have easily and maybe should have easily lost to Auburn. They could have lost to Syracuse. They did lose yesterday. Look, it's a Kelvin Sampson team. Like, they're not going to be bad. They're not going to be 500. They're going to be fine relative to 99% of college basketball. They're going to be a top three or four seed. They're going to probably make a second weekend, and life will be just fine in Houston. But, you know, I bring this up to say, Rob, as you know, when we were all polled in the preseason for Field of 68, 7 of 11 panelists who participated had Houston in the Final Four. 4 of the 11 had Houston winning it. Is that what you're seeing in this Houston basketball team, a Final Four team, a championship team?
Right now, I don't think that that's where they are, right? I think that there's still room for them to be able to get there, right? Like, part of the reason that we were this high on them is because of the presence of Kingston Flemings, because of the presence of Chris Cenac. And I think what you're seeing right now is that those guys are going through a little bit of freshman lumps, right? Like, Chris Cenac's had a couple games where he looked terrific, and he's had a couple games where he's looked like a freshman. Kingston Flemings was awesome in flashes at the players' area. There were also a couple moments where he looked like a freshman, and I think that that's something that they are going to be adapting to. I also think that we overlooked the loss of Juwan Roberts and how good he was, right? Like, you could just get that dude the ball in the elbow. He was going to his left hand. He was putting up that little jump hook over his right shoulder, and he was banking it in, and he was making it 95% of the time. And JoJo Tugler's not doing that. Chris Cenac's not going to be able to do that. Any of the big guys that got to come off the bench aren't going to be able to do that. And the other part about it is both Kasich Fleming and Milo Juzan want the ball in their hands. Whereas last year, you had a point guard in Juzan with L.J. Crier and Emmanuel Sharpe running around off the screen. So it's going to be a little bit of a different dynamic. But I'll remind you, John, last year at the Players Air Festival, Houston went 1-2. They also lost in Houston at home against Auburn, right? Mm-hmm. They were 4-3 at one point, seven games into last season. And we had these same conversations. And you know what they did the rest of the year? They went out and they lost two more games. One of them was in overtime against Texas Tech, was an Elite Eight team. And the other one was when they blew a 12-point second-half lead in the national championship game against Florida. So, yeah, I think that Houston's got some things they got to work out. They had some things they had to work out last year. They got a guy on the sideline named Kelvin Sampson, who you know very well, John. And I fully expect them to be able to find a way to get it going again. Never doubt Houston, man. Why would you? We can't do it. I can't believe he said that. I feel like this is old American conference rivalries bubbling up here.
No, I just
think he should know better.
I think it's just. I think it's a different construct.
But I get his point.
They're going to lose more than three games this year. They're probably going to lose double that amount, would be my guess. But again, it's all relative to like the 1% of college basketball. Do you know what I would do to have just in Memphis to have the season Houston is about to have? I would do some unspeakable things.
What? Let's go down the checklist. I want to know how far we can get down.
No, it could get nasty. We got too many things we've got to hit.
16 years since the last Sweet 16, okay? Yeah, it could get
that's
nasty.
That's true.
By the way, what do you think of Memphis? They're struggling. 1-4. First time they've been 1-4 since the 1996-97 season.
I said this after their loss to Purdue, right? I think what sums up this Memphis basketball team right now is that the guy that you've kind of built some things around, and Aaron Bradshaw, played 9 minutes before fouling out against Purdue. And he fouled out because he has never been able to put on weight, right? He's, what, 6'11 and 215 as a junior, and ran into a brick wall and lost her cloth, fell down, didn't get the foul call that he wanted to be able to get, got up, was mad about it, put a finger in Oscar Clough's face, got separated and pulled back, did the whole kind of like fake tough guy routine where it's like, yeah, you know what, I'm not happy about this, I'm going to get in your face, I'm going to yell at you about it. Got a technical, which was his fifth foul. Basically was done for the game because of that as a result. And when he got that tech, Memphis was winning, right? They were up 61-59. Purdue hit two free throws. They score on the next possession, and they go on to win that game. And I think that right there sums up where Memphis basketball is right now, that you have to rely on Aaron Bradshaw, who went to Kentucky, to Ohio State, to Memphis for a reason. That is a problem that I don't know if Penny Hardaway – you guys know how I feel about Penny as a basketball coach, right? I think he is very good at what he does. I don't know how you solve that.
Yeah, roster's got its issues. I think what hurt the most for me, Rob, was the fact that you had played Purdue better than Texas Tech ended up playing them, and you had Wake Forest, and if the coaching staff says what it's supposed to, if anybody on that bench, those players, you know, say miss the free throw, then you don't get the shot, and you've got to win over at least a top 50 Wake Forest team. That's a roster good enough to at least compete with Purdue, and then a win should have been a win against Wake Forest. That's the toughest part, and that's the part that you can't put on necessarily all on the players, right? Because in the end, that coaching staff, and Penny took it all, you know, on him, but that's a no-brainer. You've got to miss that second free throw. I know you saw it.
Yeah, you got to miss that second free throw. I think the other part of it, too, is when we're at the point where, and John, you said this, man, when we were talking about it, when we're at the point now where we are celebrating Memphis playing with effort when they're 1-4, like, that's not something that should be celebrated, right? Like, you should always be playing with effort. That should be the baseline. So when it's like, at least they looked like they cared and at least they tried, that's a bad spot to be in 5 games into the season.
It is. Hopefully they go on the Houston-type run that you're predicting for the Cougs. I'd love that. That'd be a lot of fun. One loss the rest of the way for Penny Hardaway, and then the second one, if it must come, in the national championship game. I think that's a great vision there. Rob, happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, brother. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. I'm going to pick up my pumpkin pies right now.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Living right, brother. Thank you. He is Rob Doster, covers college basketball as the founder of Field of 68. We'll come back, wrap this up here on a Wednesday. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.